Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor. I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
And I'm David Barnes. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. This week, we continue with another alignment session around the environment dimension of well-being. Just a reminder, just a recap, last week we began discussing this environment dimension with our show called Keeping Up with Climate Change. Our alignment film was Vice President Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. To pick up on the awareness that was elevated from Al Gore's documentary, we now shift to some new ideas around our connectivity to each other and our planet Earth with this episode called The Power of Co-Creation. Our featured alignment process film is called Planetary, and this is a fairly new film. I don't think it's received much wide attention.
No, yet. I don't think it has either.
And so Planetary is the follow-up to the award-winning short film called Overview, which captivated audiences with astronaut stories of what it means to see the Earth from space. We haven't seen this movie Overview yet, but we should probably check it out. It sounds terrific.
Yeah, after watching this movie, I just adore Planetary. I imagine I'd love Overview,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I bet we would. Planetary explores our interconnected nature and the roots of our current crisis, reframing it as a fundamental problem with the way we see the world and our place within it. The Planetary filmmakers traveled the world for 2 years to gather this stunning footage and intimate interviews from some of the renowned experts that tell the story about our current situation, our cosmic origins, and the future life of this planet. The result is a stunning portrait of the Earth that combines NASA footage and beautiful aerial cinematography with a journey across continents. Planetary is a provocative and breathtaking wake-up call, a cross-continental cinematic journey that explores our cosmic origins and our future as a species. It's a poetic and humbling reminder that now is the time to shift our perspective. It's just really a beautiful and soothing film to watch. It really was. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. For me, it allowed me to relax and to really take in new ideas. It reminded me of how I felt in the outback, lying in the grass, looking up at the stars, listening to the night noises, and in many ways feeling very insignificant and yet connected to just everything around me.
Really amazing to think that a movie could really transport you to nature. Mm-hmm. And this film really does that.
Yeah. Well, Planetary asks us to rethink who we really are, to reconsider our relationship with ourselves, each other, and the world around us, to remember that we are all connected and we're impacting our planet in ways we're not aware. There's a phrase I keep hearing that says unintended consequences. Mm. And I think that's really applicable here.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's unintended consequences that have come because of our speeded up technology. As Paul Hawken, who is featured in the film, says, we cannot solve the problems that face us by technology alone or social technologies or even civil society. We cannot solve those problems unless we change ourselves. We've chosen this alignment film to do just that, change our belief systems or internal software, if you will. The task at hand is to change from within. As you watch this week's alignment film, we've included the following key components. The first one is, we are all energy and matter. In our book, It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business, we wrote about the understanding that we are all energy and matter, so we can discuss this concept of co-creation. The idea that energy and matter are linked and are the essence of creation, it's not a new idea. In fact, it's very, very old. 7,000 years ago, the people of the Indus Valley didn't make a distinction between spirit or the gods and matter. There was no awareness of separation. Animals, plants, the earth, and daily activities of their governments, temples, etc., were all inextricably linked. There simply was no separation between life and spirit or temple and village. The ancient Indian philosophy of Sankhya taught that spirit or consciousness worked in harmony with nature and creation. I got to see this in action. I spent about 5 weeks in India on a Tibetan Buddhist pilgrimage, and it was amazing to see how everything was integrated in their lives. They were in spiritually very, very deep. Even though on a physical level they didn't have a lot, you got to see how their spirit was integrated in every aspects of their life. And it was a real eye-opener for me. Everything created, including nature, people, all of matter, was first unique and focused consciousness before it came into form as matter or creation. As we evolved and the intellect became more prominent, a separation occurred. This accepted unity of life and spirit now became more about what was rational and supposedly real. Conscious spirit was relegated to the emerging world religions. God was now separate from us, and so was our role in the creation process. When we went through our temple or church, then we could seek God's intercession in our lives. As science evolved, a new awareness emerged, where energy was discovered to have a tangible impact on matter. Now God wasn't needed to explain the workings of the universe. Scientists had mathematics to explain rationally that which the religions couldn't. Mathematics and science discovered techniques that returned our awareness back to the understanding that energy affects matter, as the civilizations understood spiritually thousands of years ago. The ancient understandings of spirit were now being explained through science as energy.
So then in 1905, when Albert Einstein makes this conclusion that mass and energy are different manifestations of the same thing, he wrote that the mass of a body is a measure of its energy content, which today we recognize as energy equals mass times the square of the speed of light, or E equals mc squared. Einstein revealed that atoms are not matter and are made out of non-material energy. So scientists start to make these connections that you're talking about. And then they go on to discover quantum mechanics, which emphasizes that the material universe is actually a companion of and controlled by invisible universal matrix of energy forces that collectively comprise the field. So today we're beginning to see these forces now that science is discussing are impacting the expansion of our universe. So in summary, what we're saying here is spirit or consciousness plus matter, simplistically put, are the dance of all creation.
In the documentary Planetary, there are a number of thought leaders that give various perspectives on our interconnectivity. They discuss what keeps us separate from each other and how we became so disconnected from nature. When we realize that we're all energy and matter, inextricably linked to nature, we can begin to better understand our role as individuals and collective co-creators. This takes us to our next key point. Your soul is energy. The soul is defined as the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being or animal, regarded as immortal. It is a unique consciousness that manifests the mind and body experience. Deepak Chopra defines it this way. The soul is a living, dynamic part of each person. It exists in consciousness and therefore must be found in consciousness. Think of your soul as conscious energy that is uniquely you. It's actually the bigger part of you that can go unrecognized when we're unaware. Your consciousness is the energy required for life in your body, and it has collaborated with the divine to create the matter of your physicalness. Our life experience is so deliciously filled with physical and mental sensations that we lose sight of the fact that we are indeed unique conscious energy. A much larger part of us is our soul, which is having a say in the intent for our lives. If this is true, then what keeps us from recognizing this bigger energy that makes up our soul? Well, it comes down to our attachment to the mind and body. When we become attached, we disconnect our awareness and we become unaware or unconscious. The mind and body are very much alive and want to live. The very nature of life is that it's an experiment, and we're allowed to have total free will to play out the experiment as we desire. Our minds and body help us to experience life in ways that teach us, or sometimes really just to experience. Without the physicalness of being alive, we wouldn't recognize the contrast, and as a result, we'd miss out on the fabulous learnings, the fabulous experiences that life can give us. I'm sure we've all heard that our egos are basically the problem, that it's our egos that keep us from the awareness of our soul, the bigger part of each of us. The ego is the part of the mind and body that mediates between the conscious and the unconscious. It's actually responsible for reality testing and a sense of our mind and body's personal identity. When we can see that our egos are a part of the mind and body, we can see why we'd lose our connections to the awareness of the soul. The mind and body want to live, to be seen, and to fully express life. Our evolution as humans has made this part of our physicalness increasingly mind and body focused. When we get entangled by our senses, it diminishes our conscious soul awareness, and we come to believe we are our thinking. We become attached to our mind and body identity and forget we're so much more.
And so you'll hear all these speakers through the movie, they're pretty much talking about how we kind of just got attached to things and attached to this physicalness. Yes. And because of the mind and the body is such a focal point now, this concept of soul or energy or connectivity to each other or connection to the earth is a big jump for most of us to make. It's hard to get there.
Well, it's the difference I saw between our Western world and a lot of the Eastern world.
Right.
When in India, I saw how integrated they were. In our Western world, we have all this physical abundance, but spiritually, it's like we've lost that connectivity. It's fascinating for me to have seen both environments. And I think there's a bridge that we can use. And that's what I think this movie is. It's a bridge to say, how can we expand? Because it's not about one or the other. We want both. It's time for us to now become aware of the power of our individual souls and to begin collaborating with our egos so we can begin to collaborate with each other. Well, did you notice what I just said? I didn't say negate our ego.
So we don't just cut it off.
We don't
have to kill the ego.
I've believed this for years, that we have to learn to collaborate with our egos. We use it, in other words. If your mind and body want to have a say, then we really can't negate them because it doesn't work. Because now you're trying to knock out a part of yourself. So what we have to do is work with our egos.
So you might be thinking at this point, wait a minute, how do I begin working with my ego and the mind and the body want to have their say? And yes, we realize this could get complicated, but it doesn't have to be. When you align your mind and body with the power of your heart, and you heard us talk about that for many of our episodes, when you start to go down this path, it becomes an elegant process to begin to get this balance that we're talking about. And we do this, you know, there are many ways to do this. So you're going to hear these teachers throughout this movie. Many of them talk about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And meditation is a terrific pathway. There are very many pathways. Our pathway is the alignment process. And we talk about this in every show. It's what Peace Over Truth Radio is all about. So we want you to begin thinking of our alignment process sessions as new programs for your energetic system, if you will. So, you know, we've discussed some deep topics about energy and matter and how your consciousness or soul work together. So, you know, take some time to allow this to digest and to process. And remember what we're saying in this show as you watch the movie Planetary, because there are various discussions and versions of ways of saying what we just said. And I think when you start to hear other people's perspectives, you get to understand maybe what it is that connects us all. And they keep bringing that theme up throughout the movie. So, but, you know, what is it that connects us all? And so this takes us to our next key point in this alignment session. We're all connected through a human grid. Now, this is the term we're using, human grid, but there's all kinds of terms you could use. So, you know, if you've listened to our show, you know we talk about human emotional patterns that replicate like fractals until you become aware of them and choose to change them. All of creation efficiently utilizes energy to create matter in a specific form. Recently, you know, science has begun understanding that all of nature is structured around these self-replicating patterns, or what referred to as fractals, because they're so efficient. And the knowledge that Benoit Mandelbrot brought to us on fractals and his famed Mandelbrot set has helped technology make the leaps it's made, because they've got to see how efficient these ways of dealing with energy are. So think about it this way. Our human grid provides us access to language, culture, knowledge, and everything we learned from humanity over the generations. That way we don't have to reinvent the wheel, if you will, each time we're born. So the better we understand the efficiency of nature and how patterns replicate, we can begin to see that all humans are indeed connected energetically through a human grid, if you will. Knowing how nature works, doesn't it make sense that energy would find the most efficient way to support the human race too? We believe this human grid acts as the Greek philosophers surmised. Now, the ancient Greeks had a theory that patterns reproduced in all levels of the cosmos. The macrocosm was the universal level, and the microcosm was the smallest level all the way down to the subatomic. These philosophers were searching for a way to describe the unification of all creation. So when one person, the microcosm, if you will, makes any change in belief patterns, our human grid, the macrocosm, is affected too. It doesn't matter if the pattern is good or bad, virtuous or self-centered. It's simply how energy resonates. So let's back up here and just summarize just a little bit. Think of the human grid as humanity's operating system, or the macrocosm that connects us all. Now, we want to give you some evidence of this energetic grid as examples. And all we have to do is look to the activities that have been playing out in the world. For example, the financial meltdown in 2008 is an easy one to see of how globally we're really connected in ways we've never been before in our financial systems. So as our international banking system became larger, more efficient, and replicated, our systems throughout the world had to rescale to keep up. So just like nature, leveraging scale efficiency to leverage energy. Well, this resulted in such financial connectivity that any country that's struggling to pay its debts, like Greece, alarms the global financial network or grid. So the example we're using here is that's something we can see and form. That's the matter. That is the example of how we're connected, the financial system. So our financial connectivities, their ups and downs, also helps us see how emotionally we're connected. If the market indexes look gloomy, our confidence is rattled, and we buy less goods, companies hold on to their cash, and the collective fear immobilizes markets. Here's another example. Most of us have smartphones that now can receive global information instantly, and issues now go viral across the planet in a matter of hours. I mean, we've never had any kind of interconnectivity like this before. So what we see occurring in physical form in our world is a reflection of the energies and the patterns that created it. Does this make sense? So when you're changing the program, what you see in the world changes too. Because our human grid is so efficient, change is also equally efficient when individuals do their own work to change these patterns.
And this takes us to our next key point. We are all co-creators, whether we know it or not. The concept that we are co-creators in a tangible way isn't something new to artists. For thousands of years, artists have been inspired to express themselves and their ideas. These creative impulses are brought into matter or form as a painting, a sculpture, or architecture, or some other form of creation. Anything new that requires inspiration to create also requires a human to bring it into form. We're using artists to simplify a concept that's much more complicated, but intuitively we all understand this connection. Since we're all connected and creating systems and ways of living that are replicating in massive ways, can you see how we could co-create systems unknowingly that can detrimentally impact our planet? Without awareness that our collective patterns are creating the planetary change, things could get dicey really quickly, especially if we don't take time to really look at what we've been creating. As you watch Planetary, we believe that's the message the featured experts are teaching us. We're connected, we're evolving, and changing the world in unsustainable ways. So once we understand this is really occurring, then we can do something about it. In other words, we can use that power that we have to find sustainable ways.
This takes us to our next point in this alignment movie session. When we co-create with nature, problems get solved. Agricultural chemist George Washington Carver believed that plants were able to reveal their hidden secrets upon request. Carver had special connections with plants, as he says, "All flowers talk to me, and so do hundreds of living things in the woods. I learn what I know by watching and loving everything." As head of the Tuskegee Institute's agricultural department, Carver helped farmers in Alabama to stop planting the same single crop of cotton. This single rotation planted annually had depleted the fertility out of the soil. In his named God's Little Workshop, George Washington Carver communed with plants, which resulted in numerous ideas that changed southern agriculture. One day, he asked a peanut plant, which in those days was just used to feed hogs. And his question was, "Why did the Lord make you?" And the plant responded, "You have three things to go by: compatibility, temperature, and pressure." Carver took this message and conducted numerous scientific experiments, allowing him to discover peanut butter. He discovered similar breakthroughs with sweet potatoes and helped develop numerous products. By 1930, peanut farming was converted into a $250 million industry for southern farmers and established peanut butter as one of America's favorite foods. Carver believed all humans have the ability to connect and commune with plants, as he says, if only they believe it. Carver believed that plants contain divinity. As he says, "Through the flower, I talk to the infinite, which is only a silent force. This is not a physical contact. It is in the invisible world." We believe that nature has solutions to our growing climate change problems we're facing. We just have to be willing to let go of our old winning formulas and be willing to try a new way to thrive in collaboration with nature. When we allow our hearts to lead, we'll discover win-win outcomes for everyone, including our planet. So we've talked about a lot of these concepts today. So how does this all fit together? All right, think of it this way. As individuals and connected humans, we have co-created a highly technical and advanced society. As our population expands with these new technologies, it's causing stress to our very resources and impacting our planet. While our technology doubles approximately every 2 years, which is astonishing if you think about
it, sure is.
Our emotional patterns and collective belief systems are not keeping up, and this this really drove that point really drove home to me when you and I were studying the HBO miniseries John Adams. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that haven't seen this series, go back and watch it. You'll see the very fights, the nature, the things that are going on, the emotional arguments, the fears. Boy, they're not a whole lot different than they are today. And the only thing that's different is they're wearing, you know, different costumes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Planetary movie discusses how technology is having a detrimental impact on our planet. Because we're not keeping up with technology energetically or emotionally. And we're getting in the way of the solutions that could sustain the growth and harmony with our planet. So the first step any of us can make is to begin changing within. And this alignment movie will help you begin to shift. As each of us aligns more with the power of the heart, it has tangible effects on the human grid, and humanity's operating system begins to change. So it's like you downloaded new software into your own system, and by you making the changes, it eventually affects the operating system. Does that make sense?
I think of it like artificial intelligence. If you've ever seen any movies about this or sci-fi, they've actually created computers that can learn. Well, it's not unlike what we're talking about. The grid can evolve by each of us learning. It's a feedback system. And that's what's going on. So what we're saying, by each of us playing our part, by making the change within us, we affect the collective.
And doing these alignment process movies will help you make that shift.
Yes. So the top 10 energetic benefits that we see from watching Planetary are a deeper understanding of how the ego blocks awareness of the soul and your connections to others, a realization of the sacredness of our planet and the connection we have to it, a growing awareness that you are a part of an interdependent living system, the ability to slow down, be more present and less reactive, a deeper awareness that every speck of matter matters. An understanding that when you change your energetic belief patterns, it affects all of us and generations to come. A remembering that you are a part of a living planet. An emerging desire to reconnect with nature. Mindful collaborations with your ego. And a heartfelt desire to reconnect with others and the earth.
So this is, if you're new to the show and you haven't heard about our alignment sessions before, just a quick recap. Sue Ann and I did these alignment session on ourselves and our belief patterns that we saw in the movie and everything that we discussed here in the show today. And when we did this alignment work, we did it using this software example, and we uploaded it to the human grid, and anybody that wants to can download these benefits that Sue Ann just talked to you about and the content that we've discussed in this and all the teachers, what they're saying, we included in this session. So how do you benefit? Well, first you have to do what we call our intention session. And that's right here on our program page. And it's also on our business website, peaceofmindovertures.com. You'll see there's a tab on the front page. And it's also on our two book sites, tamingyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. And so once you do this intention session, you only have to do it once. Because it's basically saying you want to benefit from the energetic work that we've done. And we always use the example, think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You know, the intention session is like an app that runs the software. So once you've done this, then we need you to go out and, you know, rent the movie Planetary. And we found it only available through Vimeo. So if you, right here on our program page, we have a link to it that'll take you right to the movie. And we also will have it on our peaceofmindovertures.com page. And that's the only place right now, unless it's a showing in a theater. But for the most part, we found it's only available online. So watch this movie in its entirety. And you will get the benefits that we discussed. Now, if you've enjoyed the show and would like more movies to change this software that we're talking about, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions, or our business book, It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business. When you buy these books, use the code FMGRADIO in all caps, and you'll save 25% off either book you choose. And you can find links to our books on our program page and at tamingyourdragons.com or itsjustcommerce.com. And so remember, it's FMG Radio in all caps coupon code when you're checking out, and you'll receive a one-time 25% off. If you buy two or more books, the shipping's on us. So let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away.
What is the most astounding fact you can share with us about the universe?
The most astounding fact.
The most astounding fact.
Is the knowledge that the atoms that comprise life on Earth, the atoms that make up the human body, are traceable to the crucibles that cooked light elements into heavy elements in their core under extreme temperatures and pressures. These stars, the high mass ones among them, went unstable in their later years. They collapsed and then exploded, scattering their enriched guts across the galaxy. Guts made of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and all the fundamental ingredients of life itself. These ingredients become part of gas clouds that condense, collapse, form the next generation of solar systems, stars with orbiting planets. And those planets now have the ingredients for life itself. So that when I look up at the night sky, and I know that, yes, we are part of this universe, we are in this universe, but perhaps more important than both of those facts is that the universe is in us. When I reflect on that fact, I look up. Many people feel small because they're small and the universe is big, but I feel big because my atoms came from those stars. There's a level of connectivity. That's really what you want in life. You want to feel connected. You want to feel relevant. You want to feel like you're a participant in the goings-on of activities and events around you. That's precisely what we are just by being alive.
Welcome back. So what's on your mind this week, Sue Ann?
Well, I think because of this movie, what was really had me thinking about was evolution.
Ah.
So I called this conscious evolution. It's a choice. Well, how do we do this? Well, the first step is actually to chill out and let go of the rigid and fixed ideas we've built up over the years. Notice how seriously you take other people's words, often as a personal attack. When that is happening, you know you have some fixed ideas of how things should be said and done. Think about the last get-together or party you attended. Was it fun and light, and could you entertain new ideas? Perhaps a friend or acquaintance spoke of a perspective totally opposite to yours. Could you sit back and try it on to see if there are some gifts in it for you? Or did you dismiss it with no thought, or you actually got a tad angry about it? One of the easiest ways to recognize the evolution of words and action is to take a look at the changes in behavior from one generation to the next. Think of how easily kids adapt to new technology. I've often been known to say they come in cable ready. As you see three-year-olds playing with a phone or an iPad.
You know, the other way I think about it is I think of what was the greatest, coolest, most advanced car the year you were born.
That's a car, man.
and then compare it to like your children's. And I'll tell you, the technology, everything is so different. And compare it to your parents and your grandparents. And you can see this difference that you're speaking about.
Yeah, these kids adapt while their parents struggle to see the benefits of this new technology and use it in their lives. also think of the judgment we have of the new ways of doing things. It's almost a personal affront that our way is no longer the norm.
In my day.
Yes, in my day. And you hear the old curmudgeons, harumphing. And I hate to say it, I've been that curmudgeon sometimes. So diversity is truly the spice of life, and our challenge is to embrace diversity of thought. This only comes when we take time to relax. Many times our minds tell us that relaxation's just, you know, it's a futile waste of time. I just need to get on and get this stuff done. In fact, the opposite is true. When you relax, you slow down your thoughts and you open your heart. You are then much more open to inspiration that allows new ideas and perspectives to transform your old rigid ways. If what we discussed in this movie and session are new ideas for you, relax and try them on. Take what works for you and let go of the rest. I promise we won't be upset.
No.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to align with some intentions. And what I mean by that is we're going to get them active in our systems. We're going to make them part of our internal software. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to say these intentions together, just so that we speak them out into the world. So if you'll say them with me, I chill out and let go of my rigid and fixed ideas. I no longer take others' words as a personal attack. I try on new ideas and perspectives. I embrace diversity of ideas and behavior. Relaxation is my friend. I slow down my thoughts and open my heart. I am open to inspiration. When you install software, you actually have to physically install it into your computer, or for those of you that have apps, notice when it comes up and it says you need an upgrade and you have to install the upgrade. Well, that's what we're doing right now.
That's good.
We're installing the upgrade. Well, you have to physically do something
right
to install that upgrade.
That really makes sense.
So what we're going to do right now is something called a calming breath. This is actually known as the king of all breaths because it balances the two hemispheres of the brain. And that's really what we're wanting. We want to synchronize the alpha brain waves in both hemispheres. And that's actually what happens when you meditate. So for those of you that are challenged with meditating, this is a great breath to get in the habit of doing.
And this has come up in past shows as a modality. Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage you to use this daily.
Yeah.
It's great before going to exams, you've got a board meeting, you just to show up in the office after some stressful driving, you can just stop at your desk and do this practice. It's really powerful.
Yeah, because it's calming both sides of the brain, but activating them as well. So what you're doing is you're stimulating the logical, active part of you, as well as the other side, which is the relaxed creative. So, yeah. Which is what you want. You want to be able to use both sides. So how do we do this? Well, the first, I want you to block the right nostril with your right thumb and inhale through the left nostril. Hold your breath while relaxing deeply. Now I want you to block your left nostril and exhale through the right nostril. Hold your breath out while relaxing deeply. Keep your left nostril blocked and inhale through the right. Hold your breath while relaxing deeply. Block your right nostril and exhale through the left nostril. Hold the breath out while relaxing deeply. And now we repeat the process. Inhale through the left nostril. Hold your breath while relaxing deeply. Block your left nostril and exhale through the right. Hold your breath out while relaxing deeply. Keep your left nostril blocked and inhale through the right nostril. Hold your breath while relaxing deeply. Block the right nostril and exhale through your left nostril. Now you can repeat this as many times until you feel that strong sense of relaxation in the system. Now if you're somebody that has a challenge when I say relaxing deeply, what I do is I almost imagine a waterfall of energy running through my body. And that relaxes me. I mentally go to a place where I'm standing under a waterfall and it just washes through me, and that helps me. So I wish you a week of allowing yourself to consciously evolve. Just play with some new ideas and see what happens.
Thank you, Sue Ann. Really, really terrific message for this week, and I think it'll really help people as they come to the movie Planetary and give it a try. So, you know, this week we've covered some new topics we haven't discussed on our show, and it might be a lot. So we encourage you to take your time to digest it, maybe go back and listen again. And we really want you to get these concepts that we're all energy and that we're connected and we're affecting the Earth, so that we prepare ourselves for next week's show. And next week's show, we're going to go into a little bit deeper, more aspects around this environment topic. And we'll have another really terrific movie, beloved movie, to discuss with you on, and how we can do this shift collectively together. And it should be a lot of fun. So thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to reconnecting with you next week.
And if you have questions, feel free. Just email us and we'd love to have a discussion.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Thank you.
I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find.
Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.